the European Parliament backed an important rules in relation to accessibility and making products and services in the EU easier to use, particularly for people with disabilities and the elderly. What can you tell me about this initiative?
Well, this is the European Accessibility Act, and it's been around for some time because there's been discussions about how do we make products and services accessible to all. And there's been a focus on making sure that people with disabilities are not excluded from using these services. So the proposal covers products and services like computer hardware, consumer terminal equipment, e-books, banking services, audio-visual media services and others. And the idea is to make sure that when these products are being designed or the services are being designed, that they are designed in a way that they don't exclude those with a disability. So the negotiations have been going on for some time, and now the decision is that a number of products and services have to be made more accessible. So I'm thinking of things like ticketing and check-in machines, ATMs, and other payment terminals, you know, PCs and operating systems. And it's probably going to have to result in a mindset change in the design and the manufacturing of these services and equipment. And when we think of these being accessible to people with disabilities, we all, I think, should understand that as we age, we might also want to have access to services that are easier to physically use and to physically access. So I think it is an important act, an important piece of legislation. It follows our focus at UN level on making sure that we are inclusive as a society of those with a disability or those who age or those with a special need. So I think it's a good sign of the future that we will be looking towards not being designing products and services that push people away that they can't access. So I think it's a good news.
And in terms of the actual businesses and their embracing of this idea, will there be supports there for them to embrace this?
Well, I think the biggest indicator is that this is a signpost to those designing and manufacturing systems and services. But we're also aware that we don't want to, if you like, impact negatively on small businesses. So I think the balance in this legislation is towards making sure that we do design in a better way for all, but also that we don't penalise smaller businesses who might have difficulty dealing with this. And I suppose it's like a lot of things that Europe takes on board with. It is a good signpost to the future, so that while not every company might or is able to do this, the fact that many will be, I think, will pull others in that direction. So I think people who have accessibility issues should now be aware that this legislation has been passed through the Parliament. There will be time for it to be implemented, and they should just watch and make sure that as service users or product users that they are included rather than excluded.
Something, if you're able-bodied, you probably don't pick up on it because you use it all the time. You don't think of how it impacts on other people.
I think that's very true, although sometimes you know, when you're trying to get to an ATM or whatever, and you do think about those with a disability and wonder how do they actually manage. And I think it is so wrong that we don't think about designing the world around us to accommodate everybody's needs, because it is possible to do it. And I think if we got designers and product manufacturers and all of these people thinking about an inclusive society and developing things with that in mind, I think the world would just be a better place, because we so far really do make a distinction between, if you like, the able-bodied and people with other needs, and I don't think that's good enough.